The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, the apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." And the Lord said, "If you had faith like a grain of mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it will obey you. Will any one of you who has a servant plowing or keeping sheep say to him when he has come in from the field, 'Come at once and incline a table'? Will he not rather say to him, 'Prepare supper for me, and dress properly, and serve me while I eat and drink, and afterward you will eat and drink'? Does he thank the servant because he did what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were commanded, say, 'We are unworthy servants. We have only done what was our duty.'" The Gospel of the Lord. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I would like to tell you a little story today, again. To begin in this simple way, it's a story that is familiar to us mostly in Nigeria, but it's about a farm. And so many of you would know something about the farm, because you've probably planted flowers, you've probably planted seeds, and have waited for them to grow. A farmer planted maize at the start of the rainy season, because in Nigeria we only have two seasons, the rainy season and the dry season. The rainy season is the planting time, so this farmer planted. He tilled the land and sowed his seeds. He had great hopes, but the rain delayed. Week after week, the sun scorched the young plants that were coming up. Each evening, he would come and he stood by the edge of his farm. He was looking to the sky and he would always cry, "Lord, how long will I wait?" This is the cry of the prophet Habakkuk in today's first reading. "How long, O Lord, I cry for help, but you do not listen." Prophet Habakkuk looked at the injustice around him. He looked at how people struggled, and he himself struggled to understand why God seemed to be silent. And yet, he got an answer from God, which says, the vision still has its time. If it delays, wait for it." My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, faith means trusting God's timing even when the rain seems to delay, as this farmer had. For many people in Nigeria today, these words would strike a deep chord in their minds. Economic hardship happens in Nigeria. We have insecurity all over. And once it is about 7:30 p.m. or 8 p.m., everyone is rushing to be back in Nigeria because nobody wants to stay out late and something happens to him or to her. And so we have lots of insecurity. There is political instability, and our daily life is made difficult in the country. And so Relating with this, many people cry out like Habakkuk, "How long, O Lord, will things be better in Nigeria?" And yet, you would still find out something very great, something encouraging, and something good about Nigerians, which I would love to say now. Since they cry out, yet you see the churches become full. Everybody comes to church. In this time of hardship, many people feel that they need God even the more. So churches are filled up. People keep praying. People will keep singing and dancing in the church. They keep hoping that God will answer their prayers. And this makes everything hopeful and good. And everything works well for us in the country because of that. This is what great faith looks like. That even though we do not know the next thing, we do not know how it will be the next time, but everyone is hopeful that God is there, that God will answer. And faith is not the absence of problems, but it is trust in God's promise, even when the answers of these will delay. In the second reading today, St. Paul urges us, as he urged Timothy, stir into flame the faith of God. Faith is like a small fire. If neglected, it dies down. If fanned, it grows stronger. So whether in Nigeria or here in Scotland, we face different challenges, ranging from spiritual coldness, uncertainty, our doubt about many things, but we are assured that God has not given us a spirit of fear or the spirit of timidity, but He gives us the spirit of power, the spirit of love, of self-control and self-will. Our faith must be kept alive through prayer. Our faith must also be kept alive through the readings of the scripture. Our faith must be kept alive through the closeness we come to the sacraments of the church. And our faith must also come alive through the acts of love which we show to one another. The gospel reading shows us that the apostles asked Jesus Christ to increase their faith. And Jesus replies that even if their faith was as small as the mustard seed, they can achieve great things. And they could also tell the mulberry, "Be out of this place and go to another place," and it will go out. The mulberry has a characteristic in the Jewish culture. Because it has strong roots, so it is a very difficult thing to uproot the mulberry tree. And so, Jesus tells them that if you have this faith, even in difficult situations, you would be able to persevere and keep your faith. What matters is not the size of our faith, but the depth of trust that we have in God. This is the faith that Jesus wants to tell us, that even if our faith is as small as it is, but we have this depth of trust in God, then we could be okay. He also reminds us that true faith is shown in humble service, like the servant who does his duty, without seeking applause, without seeking that his master should thank him for all that he has done. He would walk on the field and would still come back, and the master would tell him, "Do this and that for me." And Jesus says, in this humble service which we will do, like the servant who does his duty without seeking applause, we are called to live out our faith through quiet, faithful service to God and to others. So our service to God should not be the one that we seek recognition, but the one that we would do quietly, faithfully, as a service to God. And so, dear friends in Christ, great faith is not a loud and dramatic thing. It is trusting like Habakkuk. It is fanning the flame like Timothy and serving humbly like the gospel's servant today. Whether facing Nigeria's visible struggles or Scotland's quieter challenges, which I do not know, God calls us to live the mustard seed faith, strong, enduring, and keep this faith alive. And so I invite you, my dear brothers and sisters, like the apostles, let us pray today, Lord, increase our faith.